Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. A distant front in that war is well represented by our guest for this very special edition of Secure Freedom Radio. He is Nick Adams, an Australian by birth, an author, a columnist, a commentator, and a man who makes no secret of his love for America as well as his own country. He is the founder and executive director of an organization called the Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness, or FLAG. He serves as a Centennial Institute Policy Fellow at the Colorado Christian University and is the author of a brand new book, Retaking America, Crushing Political Correctness. Nick Adams, welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. It is so great to talk to you, and I appreciate your generous gift of your time for a full hour of conversation about your book, about your insights into the challenges we're facing, and what America needs to do to rise to them. Good to have you with us.
G'day, Frank Gaffney. It's great to be here. I appreciate you having me on. I always enjoy our discussions, and I am deeply grateful and appreciative for your patriotism and your commitment to freedom, not just in America, but everywhere in the world.
Well, thank you. That is meaningful to me, coming from a man who does a very good job of doing all of that as well. And Nick, let me start with kind of the central thesis of your book, that is that political correctness is afflicting us. We've been hearing a lot about that on the campaign trail this presidential election season. But let's start by defining the term as you see it and as the rest of us should.
Well, Frank, political correctness is a totalitarian ideology that is determined to bully us into conformity and to force us into silence. Political correctness attempts to do three things: take away our individualism, strip away our identity, and remove our confidence. And they are three things that America has in spades. And America is much more than a country, it's an idea. And that's why political correctness seeks to tear down America, to tear down that idea. Political correctness, Frank, is led by moral and intellectual Lilliputians, pixies that want to force their way with us, that they want to change the way we think, the way we act, what we say, what we do. And I think it's incumbent upon all of us to stand up and punch this culturally totalitarian thug in the nose, to hit first, hit hard, and not stop, because political correctness is profoundly incompatible with America. I can't think of anything more antithetical to the foundational principles of the United States than political correctness.
You know, it's so interesting to hear you describe it as a totalitarian ideology. I've always thought of it, frankly, myself as kind of a symptom, perhaps, of the ideology, but a manifestation rather than an ideology in its own right. Tease that out for us, if you would, Nick. Who are the practitioners of this, and are they really of a single stripe ideologically, or is it sort of a common technique shared by people who happen to differ on points of ideology, but nonetheless see America as their common enemy and in need of suppression?
Well, Frank, it's a great question. Look, political correctness is in so many ways intellectual tyranny, because it seeks to control the mind. And in that way, it is an ideology in and of itself, although I can certainly see how it can also be viewed as a symptom of a wider ideology. But to me, there is absolutely no doubt in my mind that political correctness seeks to control. And that's why political correctness is most prevalent on the left. Now, in the interest of intellectual honesty, it's not to say that political correctness doesn't necessarily happen on the other side, on the conservative side. We've got our own outrage merchants as well, but we tend to have almost zero sway in the mindset and the culture. I mean, the key arbiters of influence in the cultural sphere have long been infiltrated by the left. So the bold, outspoken, outrage merchants on the right, if that's what you'd want to call them, they are much more easily dismissed as cranks and not really considered to be thought of. But in terms of the left, who control, Frank, the media, the education, entertainment, all of those different industries that are incredibly influential in shaping culture and society, they're the ones that are doing it. And we really are seeing this, Frank, in classrooms from elementary school to middle school to high school to the lecture theatres of universities. This has been happening for a long time. It's being taught, Frank, that America is a hateful place, that it's got so much to be ashamed about, so little to be proud of. And we have the, what I call in my book, Retaking America, Crushing Political Correctness, the red pens of academia that have gone back throughout history and selectively decided how they want to portray the United States and her history. And as a result, now we have so many people in America and indeed right around the world that are infected with this anti-American disease.
Yeah. Again, our guest is Nick Adams, the author, as he's mentioned, of Retaking America, Crushing Political Correctness. One of the things that just jumps out at you, if you studied this at all, is the common cause being made, as you say, by people on the left who have come to dominate so many of our civil society institutions and culture, on the one hand, and on the other, Islamists, who one would think have absolutely nothing in common with them, except a shared desire to suppress us. And political correctness is being used by both to considerable effect in that regard, whether it's dressed up as, diversity, sensitivity, multiculturalism, safe spaces now being, I guess, the newest term, to protect those who are so sensitive from, well, freedom of speech, among other things. And I'm so glad you're harping properly on, not harping, you're focusing on this problem of silencing us. Develop that a little bit, if you would, Nick.
Well, sure, Frank. Look, first of all, I'd say that Islamism and political correctness have far more in common than just wanting to suppress us. One of the things that both of those ideologies try and do is shame. They try and shame people. And that's why it's really interesting to see that political correctness runs defense for the ideology that has in so many ways such a similar objective. Political correctness also, Frank, is determined to tear down Western civilization, to take down Western civilization a peg or two, to diminish America on the world stage. And that's precisely what the Islamists also want to do. And, you know, it's political correctness that's behind our inability, Frank, to go out there and defeat this Islamic evil that so clearly exists.
Well, because at its core, as you know so well, Nick, one facet of this political correctness is you can't even talk about the nature of this threat, let alone, you know, discuss practical steps for actually defeating it. And that really speaks to your point about this intellectual tyranny on the one hand and the opportunity that it's creating to crush us, not the other way around.
No, well, look, Frank, you can't even say that when there's something wrong with so many oranges, it's time to look at the orchard. You can't even say that with reference to Islam. The President of the United States is totally incapable of uttering the words Islam. And this is not something that's new. And we're told that climate change is a far more dangerous security threat. And I devote a lot of time to this in my book, Retaking America, Crushing Political Correctness, Frank, because I think that if political correctness keeps on going, we may as well all go out buy ourselves an Aladdin rug, some bed sheets, some headwear, and start headbutting concrete.
Hold that thought, Nick Adams. We're going to talk about a place where this is now playing out in real time, namely Europe. The perspective of a man from down under, a man who loves America and who loves freedom. Nick Adams, the author of Retaking America. More with him right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.